Welcome to Jean and Mike do the New York Times crossword.
Hi, I'm Jean.
And I'm Mike. And today we are doing the crossword for Saturday, April 6th, 2024. So first of all, welcome back.
Thank you.
Your voice sounds great.
Thank you very much.
Hope it lasts for the next 10 minutes or so.
We'll see.
Okay. And did you do the crossword?
I did. Well, I did the crossword, but really the crossword did me. It did me in. It was just too hard. So, you know, we had a crossword, I think it was a couple weeks ago on a Saturday, that I was kind of complaining that, oh, I only got a, you know, one here or there, and I just couldn't seem to get anything going. This one, I got nothing.
Mm-hmm.
I just could not believe that I couldn't get anything anywhere. So I kind of gave up on it.
But were you doing it at night or during the day?
I was doing it both.
Really?
I did it at night. I did it this, you know, today. But I just couldn't get anything. And then, of course, it doesn't become fun
mm-hmm.
anymore.
Right.
And so then I just sort of threw in the towel and thought, well, not this one, not today.
Mm-hmm.
So,
yeah, I sort of felt like that for probably about the first two and a half hours.
Oh, my goodness.
And then things started to improve.
Oh, maybe if I'd lasted that long.
Well, that's just it. I just keep trying stuff until something gives.
Boy, I couldn't even think of things. And maybe it's this stupid head cold that is affecting my brain. But, boy, just could not get it at all.
I don't even know where I first started to get a toehold. It was every single clue here was a struggle. If you look in Wordplay, the people in Wordplay were just up in arms.
Oh, really?
The column almost burst into flames as I was reading it. I mean, people were very upset.
Well, I just don't think there's any call for that.
Right.
I mean, it's just a puzzle.
It's just, well, you know, they keep blaming the fact. So Joel Fagliano is now editing it because Will is recovering from a stroke.
Right.
And they're just like, well, it's all gone downhill since Will, you know, has left. And
no, that's not true.
No, I don't think it's true at all. But you know, people who get stuck in these crosswords, they, you know, they want to succeed, and it's great that they're driven to succeed. But sometimes you just have to chill.
Mm-hmm.
But I will tell you that I worked on this, I would guess, about 2 hours and 20 minutes last night, and got it all filled in, couldn't get it to work, and I'm like, let's just see what happens in the morning. And in the morning, I looked at words like nine down, off, which I had as amiz, actually, I had atiz, A-T-I-S-Z, which is not a word at all in any language. And I look, because 16 across, competitor on Master Chef, I had the last word as cook, and I had H-O blank E, and I thought it was haute, like as in haute cuisine, and so I had a haute cook.
And I wasn't that's not how you spell.
Well, I know, but I thought maybe they were sort of playing with the pronunciation. Again, this was last night. And then 23 across, deep shade of blue. Well, I thought it had to be azure.
Well, that was my thought, but of course it wasn't.
It was lapis.
Lapis.
L-A-P-I. And the last letter, I decided it was, first of all, I thought it was lapin, which is French for rabbit. And then I decided, because it was like, well, I don't know, maybe rabbits come in a deep shade of blue. And then I decided it was lapis, because that sounded sort of right, with a Z, though. So that's why I had A-T-I-S-Z. And I looked at it in the morning, and I'm like, that's not a word. What were you thinking? And then I realized off, again, that's the answer, could have been amiss. And I'm like, ooh, that sounds a lot better than atiz.
Spelled with a Z.
And, you know, 38 down, showstopper. Last night I had piabus, that is spelled P-I-A-B-U-S. Because I thought 49 across, the Afghan region whose name means black cave, I had Bora Bora.
Oh.
Because I seem to remember that from somewhere.
Yeah, that is a place.
But then I thought, you know, if it means black cave, there are probably two words there. They both shouldn't be Bora.
Mm-hmm.
And so
that would be double cave or something.
Yeah, either black or cave, depending on what Bora means. And so I looked at that, and then I took out the B, and then I was very wobbly about 38 across, London Dunderhead. And I'm like, what are they called idiots in Britain? And then I took out that letter too, and I had an I and A, a blank, an I and A, a blank, and a US, and I thought, it's a hiatus. That's what a showstopper is. And then I realized it was hoser for London's Dunderhead, and it's a hoser because apparently the author who just, you know, sort of upped the difficulty level to 11 was talking about London, Ontario. And in Canada, you know, there was always the, there were the two brothers.
Yes, the Mackenzie brothers.
The Mackenzie brothers. And they talked about hosers.
Yes.
And I'm like, oh, man. I mean, I didn't even, I had the word hoser, but it was just.
Oh, I did not even get that. Because, you know, as I was looking up words and filling it in, and I figured, oh, well, that's hoser. I'm like, well, I didn't know that was an English dunderhead. I thought that was a Canadian dunderhead.
Well, I had, you know, at first I thought poker, P, and then I thought poser. You know, someone who sort of fakes things as a poser.
But that's not a dunderhead.
Well, but that I was flailing around, and then that S of hoser ran into a 40 down black heart, and the answer was short A.
Yes,
it's like ooh. Mm-hmm. There were two bits of pop culture that somehow I got lucky on. 54 across, the longtime name in top 40 radio. Well, I thought, oh, it has to be Casey Kasem because mm-hmm. no one else has ever had a name in top 10, top 40 radio. But then I got the last five letters as being Crest, and I thought, I've heard the name Ryan Seacrest. I don't know where, but I put in Seacrest, and Seacrest was correct.
That's correct.
So I fluked that one out.
Mm-hmm.
And then
I didn't realize he was on the radio.
What is he? Is he an actor or something?
No, he's the MC for American Idol.
Ah, something else that I'm unfamiliar with. Mm-hmm. I'm surprised they didn't throw that into the grid.
TV show that was like the first reality TV show that, you know, brought non-professionals on to sing, and they would have this, you know, three or four judges.
Really rude, sassy judges.
Yeah. Some mean judges.
Mm-hmm. They were probably qualified. They were probably, you know, preparing themselves to write letters to wordplay. Mm-hmm. But
you know, some big, big stars came out of that. So. Mm-hmm. But yeah, he was the MC for that.
32 across, option for claustrophobic patients. I was able to get the word open out of it, and then I had three letters. And the only thing I can think of after the word open is open bar.
No.
It's like, hey, are you a claustrophobic patient? Have a drink. Mm-hmm. And then I thought maybe it was open lab. I didn't even know what that meant, but it turned out to be open MRI.
Yeah.
It's mm-hmm. just like, oh, that is good.
Mm-hmm.
And Mac.
That actually is one I got.
Really?
Yeah, because I've had an MRI and an open MRI, so it's much nicer than a.
Do they charge more?
No.
Okay. Do like people gather around and watch? Is that why it's open?
No, but I mean, it is open. It's not.
You're not in a tube.
You're not in a tube. You just got, you know, a panel below you and a panel above you,
huh.
And so you have you sight on either side. And mm-hmm. so, yeah, it's a lot nicer.
Another amazing clue, eight down, pictures whose people are headscarfed. I was able to get the last part being movies. And I was like, old time movies or religious movies. I had the fourth letter being an A, so I thought it was maybe Arabic movies. It's like, what's an Arabic movie? But, you know, the word headscarf made me think of like hijab, but it turned out it was zombie movies.
Mm-hmm.
It's like, oh man, and it's headscarf because they ate their heads. Ooh, oh. I know, just disgusting.
I couldn't figure that one out at all.
I got it, but then couldn't. I didn't understand why it was. You know, I thought maybe people wore headscarfs in zombie movies.
Yeah, I had to look that one up, and I was like, zombie movies? What's that mean?
Mm-hmm. Well, there were quite a few here that I got and then didn't understand. I had a lot of trouble in the northwest corner. 17 across, can't they all just get along? So I saw the word get, and I thought, oh, horses. And then I had it ending in IES, so I thought, oh, it must be ponies. But apparently it's doggies.
Doggies, you know, and I thought, get along, little doggy. But I thought, oh, well, that doesn't fit. I don't have enough. I don't have enough squares, so I just gave it up.
Well, how is it that, how do you spell doggy?
I thought it was D-O-G-G-I-E-S.
Right.
It's just D-O-G-I-E-S.
Aren't those doggies? Apparently not.
Doggies. I don't know. Anyway, get along, little doggies.
Mm-hmm. Well, I had, like I said, I had ponies.
Well, and if it was doggies, then a singular would be a D-O-G-Y, right? No.
Doggy. Maybe this is some special breed of doggy.
It's actually cattle. They call them little, you know, young ones, doggies. But mm-hmm. I guess I didn't think that's how you spelled it. So I totally could have got that one if I had known how to spell it, because I had the right word, but not the right spelling.
Well, but I mean, the difficulty, though, in that corner, like three down, Cinderella's calling card. I thought, oh, it's the glass slipper. I couldn't get glass slipper to work anywhere in the 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, in the 8 letters that we had there. And then I had it ending in set. And I'm like, what? And then I had, because I had ponies, I had bind upset. And I'm like, what's a bind upset? And then I decided it was a pin upset. Like maybe Cinderella had pinups of herself. I don't know. And, but then eventually when I took out the pone of ponies, I'm like, big upset. It's like, oh, it's like the Cinderella team.
Uh-huh.
I'm like, wow.
But that, I mean, that's really, really obscure when you think
about it. Oh, everything in the, every single.
Cinderella's calling card, you know, that is a big upset. You have to really think about that. Cinderella's calling card.
I think
big upset.
Every single.
I mean, you could say Cinderella's achievement or Cinderella's characteristic, but Cinderella's calling card sort of makes it a little more abstract.
Again, this is a hard Saturday crossword, and that's a hard Saturday clue. But I mean, if you think about a calling card, it's the thing that identifies you uniquely, right? That's what a calling card does.
That's one thing that a calling card means, yes.
Right, and with that interpretation, a big upset. The one that just drove people on wordplay over the edge was one down, demerit. Turned out to be bad thing. Mm-hmm. I think a demerit is a bad thing.
Mm-hmm.
And
why didn't they like that?
Because it was too obscure.
Oh.
I mean, everything in this crossword was, you know, if you look at four down, undercut question mark was B-side.
Mm-hmm.
It's like, wow. For a while I had aside because I thought, well, there's a word that I recognize.
Mm-hmm.
I wasn't sure how it was undercut, but it was sort of like, anyway, it was B-side.
Mm-hmm.
And now five down, winemaking sediment was lees. Did you get that one?
No.
Oh, really? They've had that in the crossword before.
That doesn't mean I can get it.
Okay. All right. Well, the one that I sort of had an inkling of was 41 across, Blank von Rossum, programmer who invented the Python language. And I'm like, I know this guy. He worked at Google. And I thought it was something like Guido. And so that gave me, you know, one. I mean, that was not a gimme. There were no gimmies. I don't think at all in this, maybe 53 across, cold weather, outerwear, anorak. Except mm-hmm. I was going back and forth between that and parkas.
Yeah, I put anorak there.
Mm-hmm.
That was the only thing I got in that corner, but I got that. And, you know, like the one under it, stereotypical beatnik accessories. Well, of course you think beads, but of course beads didn't fit. It turned out to be berets.
Yes.
I guess beatniks. I'm thinking more hippies. But
right.
Beatniks, yeah, I guess.
They're beret, the poets, right?
Beret makes sense, yeah.
I actually almost, Well, I had 51 down, check, tab. That wasn't easy. No. But with the B starting it, that sort of gave me a bit of a help. Mm-hmm. But 47 down, many a 10 code user, CB-er. That one I actually was able to get.
I had no idea what they were talking about.
There. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Let's see, what was 35 down, 0 stars, it stinks. Uh-huh. So that was, I thought, sort of funny. Mm-hmm. They're just, I'm even like 24 down, bearings, miens.
Yeah.
I'm like, whoa. And 24 across, something that many people share. It's like, okay, what do people share? They might share walls if they're like in an apartment. But I had it starting with M. I decided it wasn't meals because it's just like you don't normally share a meal. But it was miens. I'm sorry. 24 across, meme. Yes.
Yeah. That didn't come to me at all. I thought meal.
Right.
You share a meal with somebody.
Well, but I know. I usually try and eat my own stuff. 25 across, Dodgers foes for short. Let's see. There's the Dodgers, and what's the other name of the team? But it was IRS. Mm-hmm. It's like, wow. Mm-hmm. And then, of course, on Wordplay, people were very upset because Dodgers foes, it shouldn't have been plurals. It should have been Dodgers foe.
Oh.
Because IRS is singular. Mm-hmm. I'm like, come on. So these people would have, I don't know. Anyway. what else here? Older companion, ? Was wiser. Mm-hmm. That was one of the easier ones.
Yeah, I was going to say, I did get that one.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And 36 across, book it, was reserved seat.
Yes.
I wasn't sure if it was supposed to be reserved or reserves.
I had put reserve a seat because it said book it, like, you know, thinking it was a verb, book it.
Right.
But it was actually a noun, reserved seat.
Mm-hmm. Well, and that D of reserved ran into 27 down, philosophy profession. And I'm like, what does a philosopher do for a living? Mm-hmm. But it was profession as in credo.
Right.
It's like, whoa. I really am absolutely in awe of how hard this crossword was.
It was really pushing
the envelope.
But you did it.
Yeah, it took me... like I said, at night, I'm like, I'm just going to stop now. Because I had it filled in, and, you know, there were multiple places where I, what's a peabus, and what's an atiz, and what's a bap thing? And I just thought, I'm just going to put it aside. And I woke up in the morning, and just the words were there. Because I had most of them, so. Mm-hmm. But again, it's what you know and just a little bit of luck. Like did you get a 20 across, the eponymous Milwaukee brewer Frederick Pabst?
I was thinking it was Blatz.
Oh.
I forgot about Pabst, so I put Blatz in there. But then later I thought, it might be Pabst, but
mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm, it was Pabst.
But for 20 down, the court order was palace guards.
Yeah, see, I didn't get that at all.
I got the word, I somehow was able to get palace out of that. Well, I'll tell you, 26 across, that was pretty funny. Film with the tagline, in space, no one can hear you clean. At first, I read that as in space, no one can hear you scream. I just read it wrong.
Oh.
And then it's just like, no one can hear you clean? And I thought, well, maybe that was a reference to Spaceballs. But it was only five letters long. And so I thought it's balls, B-A-L-L-S. But it turned out to be Wall-E.
Wall-E, yes.
That was quite the movie.
Mm-hmm.
And this was quite the crossword.
Mm-hmm.
So this was by Byron Walden. This is his 69th, I believe.
Wow.
And he has a reputation for making crosswords like this one.
Mm.
Ones that make people definitely sit up and take notice.
Uh-huh.
And yeah, just pretty amazing. And that is why, as we look at our Jam Katwa, the Gene and Mike Crossword of the Week Award, we're going for Saturday. Because no one else in the world liked this crossword. We should be the only ones going on record as saying, actually a few people liked it. But I just think the nerve here, sort of the moxie of this crossword, is why it deserves and why Byron Walden deserves our Jam Katwa, the Gene and Mike Crossword of the Week Award.
Okay.
So, Byron, if you happen to be listening, you have at least two fans, and plus, I'm assuming, the editor, Joel Fagliano. And if you feel so inclined, drop us a line, crosswordpodcast@icloud.com. We have a lovely bit of swag and a signed Jam Katwa Gene and Mike Crossword of the Week Award certificate that we will be wending its way towards you in no time.
You bet.
That is it for today. Thanks, everyone, for listening. Hope you survive this crossword. The Sunday is out. I predict it's going to be easier. And we will be back to talk about that crossword tomorrow.
Bye-bye.